Hey, thanks for listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Jody Hunt. She is the program director for Backpack Buddies in Ironton, Ohio. And for those who have never heard about Backpack Buddies before, Jody, could you give us a little bit of a description of what you guys do?
Sure. Backpack Buddies is a nonprofit organization located in Ironton, Ohio, and we provide food for children who have limited to no access to food over the weekends while in school. We also have an emergency food pantry that any family can access in emergency time of need. We have a back-to-school clothing giveaway. We do book bag giveaways. And right now we're at our holiday season, so we're working for Thanksgiving and Christmas. We do meal boxes for families that are in need. And we also have a Secret Santa program that we're working on right now. And Backpack Buddies was originally created for Rock Hill Elementary is where I originally started Backpack Buddies. I saw a need there. That's where my girls were going to school at the time. And I saw a need that they had some children that might, you know, need a little extra help when we were at events and Christmas parties and things of that sort. And it was something that I'd prayed about for a long time. I'd went to our pastor at our church and asked him what he thought about it, which is also my dad. So he said, well, let's just keep praying about it and we'll come back to it in a few weeks and see what we think. And I did that, and it continually was on my heart. And I went back again and asked my dad, you know, what did he think? Did he think it was something that we could start at our church? And he came back and said, well, let's go see how much it cost us to fix a bag of food for a child. So we did that, and I ran all my numbers and see how much it was going to cost me. And I thought we could start with 25 kids. If I started with 25 kids, I knew it was something that I could afford to pay for. I contacted Rock Hill, and we started there. Surprisingly, we started with 50 kids, and it has grown way more than I ever imagined. The Lord has blessed us far more than I ever thought possible. We're currently at 17 schools, and we're just over 350 children every week that we provide food for.
That's pretty amazing. And those are some pretty big numbers when you think about providing food for that many kids on some kind of a regular basis. So where do you now get the money to be able to afford to provide this much food for kids?
It all comes from donations. It comes from, you know, people in the community that help us. It comes from donations from businesses. We do apply for a few grants that we've been blessed to be able to get. It comes from just the love of people in the community that see and know what we do and want to help us.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that you're in 17 schools, and I know that you're based in Ironton, Ohio. So are all these schools kind of around Ironton, or have you branched out beyond that area?
We are in Lawrence County. We're spread out all over Lawrence County. So those schools go from preschools, kindergarten, middle schools, high schools, the co-op centers. We're spread out all over Lawrence County.
Well, that's fantastic. And I'm thrilled that you have been able to serve that many children all across your county there in Lawrence County, Ohio. Now, with this school year being a little unusual.
Yes, that is a definite.
how has that affected the way you guys do your ministry?
It hasn't affected us too much. We still continue to deliver our bags to the schools like normal. We put the same amount of food in. We've been very blessed that we haven't had any issues with being able to get food. We have all the same items that go into our bags. We deliver them on Thursdays just like normal. You know, we do have contactless drop-off whenever we do emergency food boxes. We try to social distance. You know, everybody wears their mask to make sure everyone is staying as safe as possible. But for the most part, Backpack Buddies is in full swing right now.
Well, that's great to hear. And I understand you have something new that you're doing for Christmas this year?
This year, actually, we are taking on the Secret Santa program at one of our local schools. We do a Secret Santa program with Backpack Buddies. We adopt children in the community that may not have a very good Christmas. So we want to make sure that every kid has what they need for Christmas and, of course, some of the things that they want. One of our local schools was having a little bit of trouble. We're in a really rough time. A lot of people still don't have jobs. They've been off work. They're still trying to get caught up on their bills. And the schools need a little extra help making sure that everybody has what they need. And we were talking to one of the schools here in the county And they normally have an angel program where, you know, you can adopt the angel off the tree, and they haven't had anybody that normally takes their students pick those up, so we offered to take those as well. So our Secret Santa program looks to be close to about 200 children this year, which is probably double what we normally do, maybe even 250 kids, just depending. Our names are just starting to come in, so that's going to be our really big program that we normally, you know, do, but it's just not quite as big as it's going to be this year. It's hopefully, you know, we'll be able to get all of those kids what they need for Christmas.
Okay, and are you looking for help from the community for that? How can people get involved?
You know, everyone can always help with it, whether it's with food or toys. I think we can definitely use any items that someone would like to donate.
Okay, and apart from the Christmas angel thing, I know you said Backpack Buddies kind of lives on the support that it gets from the community. What kinds of things could people give to support you?
We always are in need of backpack items. Backpack items include ravioli, canned soup, ramen noodles, mac and cheese, applesauce cups, granola bars, pudding cups, anything that's individually wrapped that a child can easily fix themselves. We are always in need of backpack items. Now, during the Christmas season, we do the meal boxes. Those boxes include mashed potato mix, like instant mashed potato mix, regular potatoes, mac and cheese boxes, green beans, corn. Those things that you would make for a Christmas meal is what we put in those boxes. Cake mixes, any non-perishable item that you would like to eat for Christmas meal, we also, you know, put those in the boxes. If you're looking for toys, any kind of toys are always helpful to us. We usually have some place to go with them. If you would like to reach out to us directly to adopt a child, you can do that also. Monetary donations are always greatly appreciated, and that's easy for us as well. You know, we can just take that money and go buy exactly what we need at that time. Every donation, of course, that's given to Backpack Buddies through a monetary donation is tax deductible. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and all of that money goes directly back into children and families in our community. Everyone who works with Backpack Buddies are volunteers, including myself. No one receives a salary, so every bit of money that comes into our program goes directly back into children and families that are in need.
All right. So if people want to learn more, or if they want to get involved and have a donation to make or something like that, how should they get in touch with you, or what should they do?
Anyone can get in touch with me directly. My cell phone number is on our backpack vans, and that's my personal cell phone number. So you can call me directly at 740-534-3550. If you see us on the road, you'll see our white backpack van. You can flag us down if you want. We don't mind. If you want to mail us something directly, it'll be to Backpack Buddies, P.O. Box 522, Ironton, Ohio, 45638. You can look us up on Facebook. Backpack Buddies has a Facebook page. And I also have a Facebook page. It's under Jody Hunt, but it's mostly all Backpack Buddies information as well. You can reach us at any of those areas that you'd like to. You can reach out to us.
Sounds good. That phone number, once again, if you want to reach out to Jody and reach out to the Backpack Buddies to learn more, their number is 740-534-3550. And then, as Jody said, they also do have a Facebook page if you want to look up Backpack Buddies on Facebook. I'd like to say thank you to Jody Hunt for being our special guest on our Community Matters interview today. If you are part of an organization that's doing something to bless our community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me an email at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.